This is Ian Preston. I'm here with Chief Executive Brian Bloomfield. There's been some changes at the club. How did this all come about?
Well, first of all, big thank you to Tristan Rees for stepping into the breach when we had to make changes back in October. That change was going to be for the rest of the season. We were courting one manager, one person who we thought could actually start next season and move us, hopefully, into a better position. Fortunately for Guildford City, Nicky Ball phoned us and said that he's most probably was available a bit earlier, so we've decided to go with it now. And what this does, this means that Nicky's got 3 months now to weigh up the situation at Guildford City in readiness for next season. I think that's quite important, because to come in pre-season is always difficult, particularly the fact that we haven't got a pitch we can play at home on because of the athletics here at this stadium. And it gives him time to look at the players, analyse what he's got, see what he wants to keep, and more importantly, maybe make a few changes this season before he goes into pre-season next season.
Comes from Leatherhead and previous jobs, got a very good CV, certainly something exciting going forward for Guildford City.
Well, very much so. As a football club, it's important that we actually grow on and off the pitch. Now, we're moving quite quickly off the pitch. As you know, Tony Knights has just recently come in and joined the executive board. It was important that whoever came in as manager, whether it's now as Nicky Ball was coming in or at the beginning of next season, actually had the aspirations that we have as a football club. We know we've got a difficult situation here with regard to the fact that we play at an athletic stadium. So we have to turn around and give the football-loving public of Guildford, who don't follow Guildford at the moment, a reason to come and watch us. And that's going to be about what's on the field, mainly what's on the field, but of course the match day experience, what we do off the field, and we're going to be working on that towards the end of this season and next season to actually create a better atmosphere here. Today we played Molesey. Bearing in mind the results haven't been good, we had 102 paying customers here today. A couple of years ago we'd have been lucky to have had 50, so we've at least doubled that. But we should be getting 200-300 people down here every match day. With a winning team, with a good offering match day experience, I think we can do that. It is a hard ask, but I think we can actually build this club consistently on and off the pitch over the next few years.
I totally agree. And you look at how big Guildford is, the catchment area to attract supporters and sponsors as well. It's a massive town and it deserves a good side.
Well, you only have to go down to Guildford Station and see how many supporters are going to other clubs. I mean, it's not dozens, it's hundreds, maybe 1,000 people going from that train station. We just got to get those fans to come here. We've got to do something quite tangible, and it's about having a football club that can compete at a higher level, which is going to bring supporters in, new fans in, latent fans as well. And to match that, we have to turn around and make the match day experience. And that's whether, you know, the food, the social aspect, etc., and what we stand for as a club, being, you know, all together and trying to actually move up within the league. Guildford City as a club and Guildford as a town really shouldn't be at this low level. Historically, it's been a major issue. We understand the ground problem, but we've got the council, who I know will be on our side moving forward. We've got Freedom Leisure, who are helping us to do things. As you know, the pitch has actually increased significantly, the quality of the pitch, and we've put the 800 seats in, which is making this look like a football ground as much as it can around an athletic stadium. There's all little bits and pieces continually being done. We have to move forward and we mustn't stand still.
Thanks very much, Brian.
Thank you, Ian.